Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea on Thursdays.
Oh.
That was so riveting.
Riveting.
Yes. Darling, it is.
Wow.
You know what else is riveting?
Tell me.
All the things happening in our lives right now that we would like to share on this podcast.
So riveting.
So true. One good thing happening in your life right now, Stephanie, go.
So, this might be little, but I am loving that for a few days there, we had really nice sunshine and beautiful weather, and I purposely sat outside at least once a day
to
get that ray of sunshine.
That vitamin D.
That vitamin D. It felt so good. That's such a good thing right now.
It is so good. It's so good to be outside. It's so healthy for you, and it like literally lifts your spirits, even if like things are bad.
I literally did feel better.
Mental health.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Okay, I'll go next. So at this time, when we are actually recording this podcast, Jonathan and I and the girls just got back from a camping trip, and it was so fun. It was over Olivia's birthday. She turned 12, and so we had so much fun. We went to Cherokee, North Carolina. I know a lot of y'all were asking where I was, and so that's where I was, Cherokee, North Carolina, in the mountains.
There you go.
Just enjoying that creek.
And you saw snow.
And snow.
I'm just... The only thing that gets me, you were camping and it was snowing.
But it wasn't snowing where we were. It just got down into the like middle 30s at night.
So you had to drive somewhere to see the snow?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
So what you're hearing on this podcast is not everybody listened when I talked to them.
I knew that.
Was. I know you did.
When did you tell me that?
Oh, you know what? Stephanie didn't call and ask about my trip. And that's, I'm thinking that was you that called and asked about my trip and I told you about the snow.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't told
So what you're saying
it.
Is I'm a bad friend because I didn't ask you about the snow.
No.
And what happened on your trip.
I was trying to think of who called me.
Oh.
This is turning into truly a riveting conversation.
So I'm going to let y'all know drama. I almost spit my coffee out and I drank it too fast. And it was real hot and I burned my mouth.
But guys, I want to tell you something funny that happened on the camping trip before it's Jenna's
Tell
turn.
Us.
Okay.
You should probably tell us everything since I know nothing.
Okay. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
This will be a full podcast if I tell you everything. Hey friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
But two funny things that happened on the same day. So on Olivia's birthday, she wanted to go hiking, of course. So we found this trail. It was beautiful. It was like right next to the river and it was gorgeous. So we were all looking for arrowheads and just all kind of near each other in that moment. And the three of us girls were kind of just a little bit behind Jonathan. And we all saw a tree that had fallen over, but was the height that he could possibly hit it. If he did not look up to see where he was going.
Oh.
And since he was looking for arrowheads and he was kind of looking down, we literally later on after we died laughing and everything, we all three saw that it was coming, but none of us warned him. Like, I think we just...
He hit the tree.
He hit the tree and that crap was funny. He had like a little bump on his head and it was so
poor
awesome.
Poor Jonathan.
You know, not
he
awesome.
Had kidney stones and then you Listen. Drugged him while he was preaching and then he runs into a tree.
I know. He's always on these spill the tea episodes.
No. Apparently. We got a lot of tea to spill on that one.
But guys, it was so funny. He took it like a champ. Thank goodness. Because sometimes he gets really angry when he gets hurt. But he did great. And then the second thing was the same day. We were playing basketball, Olivia and I, there's a court at the KOA we're staying at. And Olivia thought she was being real cool and she was checking the ball in because we were playing one-on-one. And she was not facing me, so she was going to throw the ball from behind, like her back, and throw it to me to check it in. So she thought she was real cool. She's just learning how to play basketball. And she threw that ball up. She turned around to see if it got to me, and it never did. It left her fingertips a little too quick, and she just threw that ball straight up, and it came down and hit her right in the head. And I mean, we just died laughing. Like, we could not function. We were laughing
that
so hard.
Yeah, that don't feel real good. No, basketball hurts.
No, but that money.
It was funny. And if y'all both know Olivia, like, she was dying laughing. Like, she could not let it go.
And that is hilarious.
That is so great.
So a lot of good laughter. A lot of good laughter. What about you, Jenna?
Jenna.
I do have something. So our small group semester just started for this semester.
That is so enlightening.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that. And I have not just been in a small group in a while. I led one last semester and I did one with my husband, but I have not just been in one in a while. So I joined a married women's small group.
Ooh.
And I think there's about 8 of us, but we had our first meeting this past week and it was so good.
I
it was
love
so
that.
Good. Like, we are all super anxious for next Tuesday and we're just ready because it's just going to be a really sweet time. Not only that, but our daughter Addie is in a small group that we haven't really had any like kid small groups in the registry up until this point. And there's this sweet girl who, her name is Ella. She's precious. She is in high school. She's a senior and she has her own babysitting business in town. And I mean, it is booming. Y'all, when I tell y'all,
club.
It is booming. Like, everybody uses them.
Wow.
Like, boom. Yes. Anyway, so we had already known her because we have a friend who used her and her business, all of her girls, mm-hmm. when we did a small group with them before, when we just attended. And we were able to bring our kids. And so they would always watch the kids while we were having our small group. But she decided that she wanted to do a small group just for 4th and 5th grade girls this semester. And so she's doing a craft with them. And then getting in the Bible with them on Sunday afternoons. It is precious. Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
She had her first meeting this past week as well, and she loved it.
Dude, we have so many good things going on right now. I'm so happy for all of us.
Yay.
And on that note, we shall go spread joy everywhere we go.
Let's go right now.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.